presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hooks, please serve everyone on Profile This is played.
Sir Can Miles, it's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hold on, my brother.
Hola. All right, Gary, you understand how this here game is played?
I do, sir.
Fantastic. You have a choice today of one of three categories, and today we offer you bite me.
What?
In other words, what did someone find in their food? Interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally today, animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Animal, okay.
All right, Gary, here's your story. One Michael Barron, he's the owner of Wildlife Command Center in Imperial, Missouri. He said the call about an animal sighting at a St. Louis area garage was far from the first weird report he's received. But as he points out, those calls are usually pranks or a case of misidentification. Now, with this most recent call, he said his skepticism was replaced with shock when the caller made a FaceTime video and showed him the animal. So he rushed to the address. Now, he said the animal initially resisted being lured into a dog crate, adding, quote, "It was easy for me to get my hands on the animal. You just kind of control them in a way that they don't feel threatened. I was able to get it into the carrier safely." A short time later, a call came into the Jefferson County 911 reporting a missing animal named Chico. Yeah, Chico was returned to the home after authorities verified the owner had the proper permits, blah, 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 blah. So Chico escaped from a home. Someone else found it in a garage. This guy found the animal, safely recovered it, and eventually got it back to its owner. The question is, what was the animal that escaped? What was Chico? It was all about Chico.
Chico.
Was Chico.
Chico and the man.
That's exactly who he is.
Chico.
Don't be desperate. I thought it was Desuade.
Desperate.
Desperate? I thought it was Desuade.
Or Desuade?
Either way, we'll revisit that.
All right.
So was Chico a baby kangaroo? Was Chico a bearded dragon? Which is what I call my penis. Was Chico a monkey? Or was Chico a sugar glider? So kangaroo, bearded dragon, monkey, or sugar glider?
Ah, gosh, I hope it's not a monkey, because I dealt with those before in Port Orchard.
Yeah.
Remember that. Yeah, I knew the guy that owned that. I'm going to say a sugar
glider?
Yeah, it's a marsupial. Yeah.
Yeah, a sugar glider.
That's my other nickname for my penis.
I'm going to go bearded dragon.
They're pretty common.
What?
I saw a bearded dragon.
Sure.
Like, it's a big lizard.
Right.
I think it's a baby kangaroo.
Baby kangaroo.
What did this guy wrangle and give back to its owner? A baby kangaroo, a bearded dragon, a monkey, or a sugar glider? We'll find out next.
Was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is animalizes on Profile. This Missouri man who owns a wildlife sanctuary. He was called to capture an animal that neighbors had seen. He didn't believe it until he got the footage over the phone there. He actually did get the animal in a crate, and then the owner was identified, and he returned the animal to its owner that had all the proper paperwork and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Question is, what was that animal on the loose? Baby kangaroo, bearded dragon, monkey, or a sugar glider?
By the way, Miles, your lack of respect is a little troubling. The animal's name is Chico. We established that Chico.
Yeah.
Not just the animal. Yeah. Right. We can say Chico. We can use it
to the animal.
He's too hard to understand.
Yeah, Chico. So, Gary, that's the question we asked you. What kind of animal was it? What was Chico? We start with the Ted Smith. You went with the baby kangaroo.
Baby kangaroo.
I might have a chance.
It was not the baby kangaroo.
Damn it.
Miles Montgomery, you went with the old bearded dragon.
I thought it was an Italian woman.
It was not the bearded dragon. Gary, that leaves you. You went with the sugar glider. Incorrect.
What?
Chico's a monkey. Chico the monkey. Is it capuchin or capuchin? Either way, it's... Okay, it's one of those monkeys. Chico.
The tiny monkey.
Chico the monkey. I do feel like, and this is stupid, when I heard the name Chico, I almost didn't say it because I'm like, to me, of the animal's name, that only works for a monkey.
You name your bearded dragon Chico.
You could have a baby kangaroo named Chico.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you could have
Kangaroo's
Chico the
box,
kangaroo.
I figure like Chico's got some skills.
It's Capuchin.
It's what?
Capuchin.
It is Capuchin?
Yeah. Capuchin. I think you can name any animal Chico.
Chico?
As long as you don't, as long as you're cool with it.
I feel like a cat can be Chico. A small dog can be Chico. Can't be a big dog. It has to be a small
It's got
to
be a Chihuahua.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Either that or like Nacho.
You can't name it Jeff. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Tay.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Colbert.
Stephen.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That is right, the title. You guys have teams of talented writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
I don't know if any guys saw this, but last week, actor and comedian Jim Carrey received an award in France and spoke French when accepting the award. Now, conspiracy theories are saying that it was a body double since he looked so much different. Or do I say he was wearing a mask?
The Ted Smith.
Yeah. Damn it. I was proud of that one.
I didn't look at you long
enough. I know. That's what I was like. I was with the paper. I'm like, don't look at me as I'll start.
Your level of pride is honestly what gave it away. I'm like, he's so happy about that joke.
It's either you or Colbert.
Jim Carrey don't go out in public a lot, people.
He does not.
Like, Jesus, man.
Oh, it has to be a body double. It looks different. It's Hollywood.
Have you seen any Kardashian?
Do before and after pictures.
Pizza chain Papa John's has announced it'll close 300 underperforming restaurants. But how do you tell which ones are underperforming when they're all selling Papa John's?
Seth.
That's Seth.
The pizza chain Papa John's has announced that it will close 300 underperforming restaurants. But how do you tell which ones are underperforming when they're all selling Papa John's?
A new investigation found that over 100 chemicals of unknown safety secretly were added to the U.S. food supply. That story again, the McRib is back.
Uh-oh, Seth.
Yeah. Fallon.
Well, get this. A new investigation found that over 100 chemicals of unknown safety were secretly added to the U.S. food supply. That story again, the McRib is back.
The indoor water park chain Great Wolf Lodge this week will offer a limited edition milkshake that blends vanilla ice cream and ranch dressing. After one of those, you become the water slide.
Seth. Colbert.
Seth.
The indoor water park chain Great Wolf Lodge this week will offer a limited edition milkshake that blends vanilla ice cream and ranch dressing. And after one of those, you become the water slide.
You gotta wonder at a certain point, like, especially a place that's just for kids, like, who's inventing this? The diabetes medication? Yeah.
You don't need to go to Grey Wolf. This is 2-3 ingredients. You can do this at home if you want to try it.
You could, but Grey Wolf Lodge is gonna do it perfectly.
I have
wrong.
A hard time thinking, I'm sure some would. I don't think many parents, though, if you're a kid, imagine you still had little kids, and you got them milkshakes, and they said, Dad, I'm putting ranch in it. You'd be like, no. We're not putting ranch inside of a milkshake. But then you take them to a place that's designed for them, and it's like, can I have the new ranch milkshake?
Yeah, well, I'm not making it for you.
Yeah, but like, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go right ahead. But here's the difference. My kids are at the age now where I go, okay, you're right. When they were younger, I'd been like, no, just I'm not being mean. I love you. No. Now you're at the age 13 to 15, like, sure. Knock yourself out.
I washed that entire load of laundry, man, from the Great Wolf Girl Scout trip. If you sell you enough cookies, you get to go.
All right.
Pulled it out of the washing machine. I'm like, it still smells like bleach.
Yeah.
I had to wash all that stuff
twice. Chlorine and everything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, you got
to like, come over here and smell this. I swear to God, it still smells like bleach.
I think you could smell the chlorine when you just drive by it. look, this happens. I think for a lot of people, it's hard to understand that, like, you might see actors on TV and shows and stuff, but, like, that doesn't mean they're going to be a big star or make a ton of money. So we would know this one, but Jeffrey Owens from The Cosby Show, remember,
Was he the boyfriend or husband of the oldest daughter?
So he got spotted working at Trader Joe's, and everybody was dude, what's going on? He's like, the roles kind of died up. Now, luckily for him, that kind of spurned some more roles.
Sure.
So this guy, John Christian Love, he was on Better Call Saul. He was on a couple other shows, too. You would know him on, you would know him as Ernesto or Ernie on Better Call Saul. Basically, there was a Reddit thread for Amazon workers. He said, I just want you to know, the same actor that brought you that character, I'm out here delivering with you, too. And he just said, look, he's like, I haven't given up on acting. Things are slow right now. It wasn't the career break I was hoping for. I like it, though. He says, you know, be one delivery at a time. Blessed out there.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do, man?
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that live for Amazon, never been on a Hollywood TV show. So there's a perspective that we give them, like, oh, man, look at him. Or like, yeah, I was also on Better Call Saul, bro. You know, I mean, like, that's kind of cool.
I think it works both ways. I think a lot of people, I'm a chatty dude, but I think for a lot of people, sometimes you talk to some of your Uber drivers, you would be shocked at the degrees and stuff.
Oh, my God. I know.
Right? So, yes.
Of them just like what they're doing. They like driving, they're like going around, they're like talking to people.
Like it. Other guys, at least in Seattle, they're like, dude, just the cost of living here.
Yeah.
Like, I have a great degree, but how much I had to pay for school is a lot more than what my salary is, in spite of how smart I might be, right?
Well, and again, just because you're on a hit show doesn't necessarily mean
that you are going to be successful.
Correct. And you've got to get more roles.
Yeah, you're successful with that ensemble.
Yeah, yeah. And I will say, you know, it depends on the show also. Like, seems like if you get hooked up on, like, a superhero show or kind of nerdy stuff, that's...
Because nerds will follow you.
That's kind of awesome. Yeah, because you go to cons, and there's people there. I'm like, I don't even know who that dude is.
I'm going to the con on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Because my daughter always goes, and so she's going tomorrow. And then she was going Saturday, and in spite of her going with friends, she wants dear old dad to go because that is, quote, the thing we do. So she asked me yesterday.
You know what? She's right.
She's right. And she said, you're going with me Saturday. I said, yes, I am. She goes, okay. They're picking us up in the morning. I'm like, what time are they picking us up? 8:15.
Oh, you got to get there when the door's open.
Oh, I was not
That's
pleased.
Exciting.
Oh, she knew I was not pleased. I just looked at her. She kind of smiled. She's like, ah. Say, all right, man. All right. So I'll be there Saturday. So if you see me, I'll be dressed like Thrill.
Oh, buy me a beer.
For a second, I thought you were going to be dressed as something.
Everyone they have says, beer there?
They do. They okay, do. Right. Me and the guy, the other father that goes.
Where you know where I'm going to be. When you guys are done, come back here.
Well, that's the beauty of this. Now they're old enough for like, you guys go do what you're going to do. Because they just nerd the F out. And I get it, man. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to drink beer. Yeah. And if you can't find it, there's a bar connected to the convention center. Just pointing that out for anyone else who's going. Grab a seat.
This is kind of a wild story. Christina Applegate, right? We all know her.
Uh-huh. We interviewed her. I remember that.
I like that's the one you remember.
Well, yeah.
She's got a new memoir that came out called You with the Sad Eyes. And there's some kind of funny stuff in here. This one... I never thought I'd say this. I feel bad for Brad Pitt.
Oh, I do all the time. I just look at him like, God, you're so ugly.
Right. So at 1989, the MTV Music Video Awards, Christina had invited Brad. Now, as she says, though, we're both still in our teens. She was the bigger star at the time. And basically...
I think he was probably just had been in like maybe Thelma and Louise.
Right. So I'm guessing they're like 18, 19.
Sure, sure.
Right. And like she said, she's like, look, he wasn't Brad Pitt at the time. He was just Brad. But anyhow, she said, quote, I had spent the whole night staring at Sebastian Bach, who was then the long hair
baby,
fronting the band Skid Row.
Check me out, Twisted Sister, bitches.
I hate to put it like this, but Brad back then was still making his way as an actor, and he wasn't the Brad Pitt, the man of so many people's dreams. So basically, while Christina was, she left him at the show to go hang out with Sebastian Bach.
She invited him to the show and left
Brad
him.
Pitt.
To go hang out with Sebastian Bach.
Dude, it gets worse.
Oh, good.
While she's off, I don't know, chatting up Bach, Brad Pitt gets stuck driving Christina's mother home.
Oh.
From the ceremony. She says, apparently at a gas station, Brad almost got into a fight with a bunch of gang members. Not surprisingly, he was subsequently very mad at me. Basically, she's like, he didn't speak to me for years. Now, obviously... They have made their peace.
Well, she basically Irish exited him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not like, look. Dude,
but
I'm
then he had
Sebastian.
To drive her mom home. Right. I mean, to me, that's like the salt in the wound. Like, you're leaving me high and dry, and I got to drive your mom's ass.
I think it was me and Castle. We were down at Nectar in Fremont, and Sebastian Bach was playing down there. There's this one just dude. I mean, this is like the merch table guy. I mean, I'm pretty sure he hired him straight off of a carnival. You know, like, it's this guy. And he's got like two T-shirts, and that's it. But there's a sign up above. It's like written in Sharpie. Get on Sebastian's bus for $100. So we just asked him, like, dude, is it really $100? And Sebastian goes, cash. I was just like, dude. Really? He's like, yeah, man, just walk him around, show him some stuff. Get off my bus.
It turned you $100 cash.
$100.
That's how he supplements.
$100. It's like, God damn.
That's a side gig.
Exactly. $100 to see the bus.
Well, and for Brad Pitt, can you imagine going somewhere like, I don't know, like, if you've ever been somewhere with a girl you're maybe interested in or have only been out with a couple times, she just leaves you for somebody else at the same spot.
Oh, yeah.
Then you got to drive her mother home. Like, oh, I mean, I'm getting pissed just even thinking about it.
I would not have driven her mother home.
Depending on what she looked like, I might have done other things.
Well, I remember mom looked
that. I mean, that was the whole point of that role in Thelma and Louise. Like,
right.
He's the 17, 18-year-old good-looking guy. He's got two chicks that are, you know, much older than one to have sex with him. Not too far away from that role.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn. I feel like maybe, I guess if I had driven, I'd still be like, I got to take the mom home.
No, I don't. I hear what you're saying, and you're not wrong. I'm just meaner than you. But like, look, you raise them.
What?
You raise someone I know.
What? Okay, but
you raise someone I don't like, and I'm not responsible for you. No one's responsible for you. You're a grown-ass person, but still, maybe go find your daughter.
Here's the question. Did those two hook up and have sex?
To Sebastian Bach and Christina Applegate?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, somebody asked Sebastian Bach about it, and he's like, oh, yeah, awesome. Like, I don't think he even remembered.
Then, yes, they had
then he put it in his book.
Right.
He's like, hey, man, hey, look, man, like, this is a big deal. If that happened to anybody, like, you know what? I don't care. Let me tell you a good story.
Right.
Guess who dumped Brad Pitt for me?
MTV, or not MTV, VH1 years ago had this whole show, right, where they were going to make this mega band.
I vaguely remember. Was that with Jason Newsted? And
I don't know if Newsted was on it. I know Sebastian Bach was on it. Who's the guy
Dave
from
Navarro?
Anthrax?
Scott Ian.
Scott Ian's on it. Jason Bottom was on it.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So one night, Sebastian Bach's going on and on about the tannins and this wine and everything. And Scott Ian's like, yeah, all right, man. I mean, this is years ago. I don't know if they both drink it or whatever. Scott Ian takes a sip and goes, it's $2 Chuck. He goes, what? He goes, yeah, you bought the... He goes, I get this at Trader Joe's all the time.
Oh, my God. Right? When did we have Christina Aguilera or Christina Applegate on?
We were still in Baltimore at the time, and I don't remember what she was promoting, but we were actually shocked at how cool and sweet she was. Because we only knew her from Married with Children, right? The role she played there. And we knew she could not possibly be like that.
Had she done Anchorman at that time?
I don't believe Anchorman had come out yet.
Yeah, okay.
I worked with a guy years ago. He's like, I've been to Hollywood, saw Christina Applegate. She wasn't as attractive a person. I was like, shut up.
One.
You're a full-grown man that goes by the name Tuffy.
Okay, that's one. Two, nobody is. And three, I bet you she's still super attractive.
Yeah, that was just, you know what? That was the thing.
That's
like,
such
like
a
I'm
dumb
sure
thing.
He still works at the goddamn liquor store I worked at.
Right, like, nobody's as attractive when you see them.
That was just
light,
like his big, like, story or whatever. Just like, oh, God.
Okay.
All right, man.
Oh, you stuck it to her.
Right. If you are an F1 fan, F1 Drive to Survive, that newest season is up on Netflix right now if you want to check that out.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A professional bowler wakes up to find 255 pounds of balls missing from his home. Meanwhile, police in Michigan rescue a stray dog, and the police station is his new hangout. Shalom. Worst of the wise, don't take your traffic test while high. When you realize a snake is watching you shower, probably want to die. And not shocking, as a car with stolen plates had a whole bunch of drugs inside. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, top story, we're going to New York, where an arrest has been made. Local officers on patrol noticed a car rolling down the road with a headlight out and conducted a stop. Unfortunately for our driver, her car matched the description of the car that had stolen gas at a nearby station, which put the officer on alert. During the stop, officers also determined that the car was sporting Ohio license plates that were fake. She had fraudulent plates. All this was enough to take the driver into custody, but wait, there's more. A subsequent search of the vehicle revealed a quantity of cocaine, methamphetamine, and the paraphernalia to match.
All right.
I can't believe that mugshot was 36 years old.
Yeah.
That was where I went, wow, that's a lot of years.
That's a hard 36 right there.
I'm telling you.
Ain't the years, it's the miles there, Miles. Similarly, a vehicle was stopped by officers in the UK after they noticed a defective brake light and some poor driving from the suspect. As it turned out, the poor driving could have been a byproduct of the fact that the driver was actually in the middle of their driving test at the time that he was pulled over. But what's more likely is that the faint scent of marijuana emanating from the vehicle had something to do with it, too.
Oh, God.
Officers conducted a drug wipe test, which the driver failed, and he was taken into custody, and the test was terminated. The car was returned to the driver's mother.
He took the driving test stone.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Damn, bro.
Which, you know, when they posted up about it on social media, people were asking the same question that I had, which is, why didn't the instructor notice it? And the officers kind of blew it off. But at the same time, I was like, look, if the officers had the window rolled down and they went, smells like weed in here, the instructor didn't catch anything?
No way they didn't.
Right. They had
to know. Unless they just don't have the ability to smell, right?
Yeah, could be. You know, and that was kind of their thing was, you know, a lot of moving pieces in this one. Some, you know, sometimes you notice things, sometimes you don't.
But you're
where
literally...
Which state was it?
This was over in the UK.
Like, I don't know. Maybe the instructor was just like, I'm not the cop. Like, I don't know. Maybe it just has weed in here.
Do what you have to do. Take a left.
I know there's one English guy. That he's not even a real instructor, Mike.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, he's fake instructor. But he's English, I think.
Down to Australia, where you can't take a shower alone anymore. A woman caught the nagging feeling that she was being watched as she was just about to jump into the shower. Luckily, she investigated that feeling further as she noticed someone peeking above her shower door. A tiny little snake that was hanging out in the shower.
You look good, mama.
Hey there. Mm. Come on in. She called the local snake catchers who carefully extracted and relocated the animal back to a more suitable location. While the woman might have been reasonably startled at the sight of the snake while in the shower, it posed no threat to her safety. This thing was like 2.5 inches long, which is huge.
I saw the picture, and I'm like, I can't even believe she saw it.
I know. Like, they had to crazy zoom that thing in.
I would have never noticed that thing.
No. I'd have never seen it.
Till it fell on me.
And that was kind of where I was at. Like, I've had a spider in the shower before, and that scared the living daylights out of me. Snake would probably have the same effect. I don't mind snakes all that much, but when something starts scurrying or slithering near me while I'm naked.
Anything in the shower other than me.
Yeah.
It's alive?
Yeah.
And I don't know it?
Spiders definitely show up in the shower.
They do.
And they die there.
I told you, I left one on the wall there for a couple days.
Yeah.
Oh, this is dead body smashed against it.
Well, you know, you're wiping your body and you see them smash.
Not proud to admit that I had a moment where I was just about to jump into the shower and I grab my towel and I move it over to where it's staging area, if you will, where I can grab it easily from the shower. As soon as I laid it down, one of those big giant house spiders rolled across it. It was on the doggone towel.
Nope.
And I let out a noise that I'm not proud of, and then my wife was like, what? And I said, there's a spider on my towel. She says, hang on, where is it? There, now take your shower. I was like, thank you.
Thanks, hon.
Thank you, baby.
I'm defenseless when I'm naked, man. For whatever reason, I have this stupid fear that if, you know, I know I'm incredibly bigger than it, but if I step on it, it's going to, like, lift me up and bite the underside of my feet or something like that.
Just spiders, or are you defenseless in general when naked?
I'm defenseless in general when naked.
All right.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Keep that in
mind. How do we know when to attack Mike? There will come a point. I will regain.
He's naked. Attack! Attack! Get him!
Now to Denver, where a man's game has been compromised. I love this story. A local man tells local media that he was in the process of moving roughly 255 pounds of gear to a vehicle, electing to leave it on his porch overnight to be moved to said vehicle in the morning. Why? Unfortunately, by morning, he went outside to discover, what do you know, all the gear had been stolen off of his porch. Originally, he thought that he was being pranked, as the gear that was stolen was 17 bowling balls that he uses selectively to remain competitive in tournaments that he participates in.
Uh-huh.
Now that he's lost his entire arsenal, he says he's back to being a, quote, normal bowler, admitting that he was reduced to ninth place after he was after resorting to a few of his backups on his tournament that weekend. He recommends people take care of their property, saying people will take anything in this day and age. Don't get lazy like I did.
I'll tell you what, bowling's having a moment.
Is it really?
There's about to be a whole special on professional bowlers, I want to say on HBO or something.
Gotcha.
If it's on, man, I'll watch. I think it's entertaining as hell.
Okay.
Those guys have fun. They interact with the crowd. They rib each other.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And those 17 bowling balls, he said, were like for different scenarios that he might run into. Like, this is no different than his golf bag.
Dude, my roommate was a pro bowler. So he was sponsored by Hammer. We get balls delivered every single week.
Oh, my goodness.
It's all based on the lane and the conditions of that lane, which are all different. Some are slick, some are dry. The balls reflect that.
Gotcha. Okay.
And weight has a lot to do with it, too.
But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Michigan where there's a place for everyone. A woman called local authorities after she responded to her dogs alerting her to something on her porch and checked to find a dog without a collar seeking shelter. Unable to bring him in due to her own dogs, the woman first checked the neighborhood to see if anybody had lost their dog. And when that proved fruitless, she had local authorities come and pick him up to bring him out of the cold. They turned him over to animal control. And after a few days where he spent weeks waiting for his owner to come forward. After nobody showed up, the local police department themselves decided to adopt him. He's now found a new home inside of the station, bringing smiles and stress relief to officers every day.
Well, good for him.
All right. Good story, man. I dig it. Men's Room Sports, you got college hoops on FS1, Big Ten, and CBS Sports, pro basketball on ESPN, spring training baseball between the Mariners and Giants over on Mariners.tv, women's hockey underway over on Fox 13 Plus as the Torrent take on the Ottawa Charge, and the Kraken are here at home taking on the St. Louis Blues over on Hulu tonight. Screw you, Brett.
How with you, Brett.
As far as your weather, you got cloudy with showers and a low of 43 tonight. Tomorrow expecting a break from the rain, but still cloudy with a high right around 52. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. Burgers tomorrow with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Obviously, Big Dummy, the lovely Jolene's coming up in just seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this biatch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.